not criticizes President Hichilema Maseko for uniformed UPND representation, and 42 killed as bus crashes on South African mountain pass. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha has expressed concern over the poor work culture and rising cases of corruption at the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA. Speaking during an unannounced visit to ZEMA headquarters in Lusaka today, Mr. Mposha said he was disappointed to find only a few officers present before 8:30, despite the official reporting time being 8 hours. Mr. Mposha described the situation as unacceptable and contrary to President Hakainde Hichilema's call for hard work and discipline in the public service. It is sad that employees cannot report for work on time, and if an employee fails to report at 08 hours, then they are stealing time and inconveniencing clients, said Mr. Mposha. The minister reminded ZEMA staff that the agency plays a critical role in facilitating national development through timely environmental assessment for mining, energy and infrastructure projects. Mr. Mposha condemned reports of corruption among ZEMA officers, revealing that his office had received numerous complaints of extortion and unethical conduct, particularly in the Copper Belt and Northern Province regional offices. He further cited cases of negligence, including illegal quarry operations and tailings excavation along the Kafue River and Kitwe's Hipopo area, which have led to pollution and endangered nearby communities. Mr. Mposha directed ZEMA inspectors to intensify field inspections and strictly enforce environmental regulations.
If your president, President Hakainde Hichilema, our president, is working up to 01, if your president, who ordinarily should be resting on Saturday, but decides that we have so many problems, let's deal with them, and is working on Saturday, is working on Sunday. As your minister, I have no Saturday, I have no Sunday. I have no 17 hours. We don't know 17 hours in this government. Because the president works up to 01, he will be working. Sometimes you'll be having meetings with us up to late in the night. But if all this is being done, and then you on the ground, who are supposed to run with those instructions, are coming for work after 8:20, after 8:30. Yeah.
Tonse Alliance Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has dismissed the 300,000 Kwacha presidential nomination fee announced by the Alliance's spokesperson, describing it as a non-consultative and unrepresentative of all member parties. Last week, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo announced that the Alliance would elect its presidential candidate on November 29, 2025, and that interested aspirants would be required to pay 300,000 Kwacha as a nomination fee. But speaking when he featured on RCV News chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Nakachinda said the decision was not agreed upon by all Alliance members. He explained that when the Tonse Alliance was formed, it was agreed that the presidential candidate for 2026 would come from the Patriotic Front PF, being the largest opposition political party in the Alliance. There was also a provision that after the demise of former President Edgar Lungu, the Alliance would wait for the PF to hold a convention and elect a new president, who would then become the Tonse Alliance's presidential candidate for 2026, said Mr. Nakachinda. He added that if Alliance members wish to deviate from the agreement, the Council of Leaders must convene to formally revise a document that initially bound all member parties. Mr. Nakachinda stressed that the spokesperson's announcement on nomination fees goes beyond the Alliance's agreed position. He further revealed that he is engaging Mr. Tembo and other Alliance members in reconciliation efforts aimed at ensuring the Tonse Alliance operates efficiently. Mr. Nakachinda also dismissed assertions that he and the PF faction acting president Given Luvinda is a source of the current misunderstandings within the Alliance, describing them as unfounded and misleading.
All these people who may be squeaking in private corners around issues of leadership after President Lungu should come to the table and have the courage to say, we think, yes, we agreed, because President Lungu was the leader of PF, and he was a suitable candidate, but we think that maybe the approach should be different now that he's ineligible. People should be courageous to say that now that he has died, maybe we may have agreed to that on the assumption that he was going to be candidate in 2026, and therefore we think let's revisit the method to which a leader will be chosen to represent Tonsa in the next election.
Governance expert Brebner Changala has criticized President Hakainde Hichilema's statement, suggesting that all elected positions, councillors, mayors and members of parliament should come from the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, to ensure effective implementation of government policies. President Hichilema said his administration would prefer to have UPND mayors in all councils to enhance coordination and improve service delivery. However, speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala expressed concern that such a stance undermines the principles of democracy and political diversity. The desires of the president are unconstitutional and unattainable in a democratic nation, said Mr. Changala. He reminded the president that in a democratic system, leadership positions are open to competition from all political parties to promote accountability and maintain checks and balances in governance. Mr. Changala further cautioned that the president's remarks could signal the rise of authoritarian tendencies, warning that if the UPND administration continues on this path, it risks eroding the country's democratic values.
What the president wants of all mayors, all councillors, all chairpersons, and if possible, the parliament must be all UPND members of parliament, is totally unattainable because he has not delivered. Secondly, we are in a constitutional democracy where we all don't pull together in one direction. For that reason, he must remain dreaming. But when he will wake up from slumber, the reality will dawn.
Vice President Mtalena Lumango says the ruling party has continued to receive complaints from traditional leaders in Northwestern Province that some members of parliament have lost popularity in their constituencies due to poor performance. Mrs. Nalumango is also United Party for National Development, UPND, Vice President, has warned that the party will not adopt underperforming MPs in the next elections. Speaking when she addressed parliamentarians during the Coalition for African Parliamentarians on Human Animal and Health Environment Expo in Kabompo District, Mrs. Nalumango said the party will consult stakeholders and listen to the people before adopting candidates for the 2026 general elections. The vice president said that the UPND aims to maintain its popularity in the province, adding that the adoption process will reflect the party's commitment to sustainable development across the country. Mrs. Nalumango urged MPs to be truthful with themselves and evaluate their performance over the past 5 years before seeking re-adoption under the ruling party. We now join Chelasi Luambo with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to listeners on your number one radio station. A usual update for you on a Monday. And I straight into currency market. Kwacha seems to be strong there. It was almost being wobble. I think up towards 10 o'clock, the banks had moved up to about 23.19. I'm afraid it just come down to 23.10 sale and 22.75. That is in a buy side. I'm calling something back. It's a strong Kwacha, as I indicated probably yesterday, evening shock. Here it is, 1.33 is the pound, 115, 1.15 is the euro. South African rand is wobbled a bit, 17.3 from 17.2. Indian rupee 88.67, and of course I'm looking at Chinese yuan 17.13, Japanese yen 176 against the dollar. And for those interested in commodity side, I'm looking at the gold lovers. It's gone up again, $4,076 an ounce. Gold up, copper gone up as well, $10,636 a ton. Nickel 15,245, and corn $414 a ton. $4,498 wheat chip, 1009 soybeans, and 5,650 cocoa. Has lost some pricing, yeah, almost $1,000. And vis-a-vis stock markets, I'm looking at 45476 Dow Jones 943 1.18 4300. Lusaka Stock Exchange stalls in negativity, 25403.4.4, lost some points, and can imagine on the Friday, only about $8,000 change hands on the entire Lusaka Stock Exchange, that's minimum. And if you're driving, it's 63.86 on Brent and JP on 60.08. Enjoy the entire lunch, where Kwacha is considered a strong one. Participate, Luce, and TBU's underway this week, just in case you want to save in TBU's and bond application, it's over by.
Thank you, Shela, for that update. In Africa News, 42 Zimbabwean and Malawian nationals have died after a bus taking them home overturned on a South African road, authorities have said. The crash happened on Sunday night as the bus was moving through a mountainous section